top moments of the week are now. The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing.
I feel like I should be dressed nice because this music's playing. Like, I feel like I should be on a red carpet. I feel like I should have like a tuxedo or something on right now.
Yeah, you know, you want to class up the joint around here.
Though I will say, Antoine, based on top moment number three, you should probably go in the complete and opposite direction of that.
Oh?
Given your desires to become one of those naked people, as we learned earlier this week.
I'm over picking out clothes every day. I was getting ready. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to decide what I'm wearing. Like, I understand nudists now. They got tired. They got tired of picking out their clothes.
Right. Because if you notice with nudists, Antoine, most of the time, not hot. So they're not even doing it for the hotness. They're just doing it for the practicality.
Exactly. Like, they can wake up, shower, and then go on about their day. They have nothing to think about.
So really, for this segment, you should have a top hat and a leaf.
Hey. I can't wait till next Friday. You guys, you're welcome. Say you're welcome already. Next Friday, I'm going to be naked.
Yep. I'm feeling good. Good.
Again, exactly.
Look, my only request, if you're going to do that, top hat. I need a top hat while you're
doing
that.
Okay, you'll get the top hat.
And the walking cane. I need the top hat and the cane.
Like the peanut guy.
Right. Like Mr. Peanut, the nude version. Well, he really doesn't have clothes on either.
No, he doesn't.
That's going to be me.
Does the shell count as pants? That's the question.
I don't know.
Kind of a shirt. What's he got underneath that shell?
We're going to find out next Friday.
You can't see his peanuts. So
well played.
Hey, top moment two. Monica Brooks was not having it, baked potato. You are not going to ruin her day. She was not going to let a baked potato bring her down, no matter what. Also, I believe she put in the single largest order of baked potatoes in the history of Wendy's. Like, who actually orders that many?
Not today, baked potato.
Baked potato?
Yesterday, I had steaks. And I say, I want a baked potato with my steak, with my ribeye.
Okay, fair enough.
But I refused to bake the dang potato.
Okay.
So I hopped in the car and I drove to Wendy's. And I said, I would like five baked potatoes, please.
You order five baked potatoes?
I sure did.
Because the baked potato, I understand, Monica, it is so hard to take that potato, stick it in the oven, and wait till it's done.
Wait, I said, I'm not doing it. I said, I'm not doing it. Waiting. Gotta wait like 40 minutes for the thing to cook.
And do nothing.
And do nothing.
It's
yeah.
so hard, too, because all you, but you have to take it in. Because I know, Antoine, you don't cook a lot.
Right.
So just so you understand, with a baked potato, you take a baked potato and you put it in the oven, and then, well, then you wait. Then you're done. That was it.
But see, the thing is, like, I'm listening to that clip, and you're like, at 40 minutes, you're just waiting, doing nothing. I know where you live. There's not a close Wendy's to where you live, I don't feel like.
Mm. Yeah, there is. There's one hidden over tucked in the corner.
So how long did it take you to drive there? Order it, get it, and then drive home.
About 10 minutes.
That's a lie. About I don't believe
minutes.
You at
I know
all.
Where it's at.
There's a hidden Wendy's on the way to Salem by our house that you forget about all the time.
Okay.
But still.
I retract my statement then.
That's, you know, it's still a lot of work.
It's still a lot of work.
As opposed to put it in the oven and then drink wine. So there is that
That's
one.
That's true.
Yeah. Top moments of the week, counting it down on the thing. What Antoine did to Monica this week. I mean.
Oh, I know. I didn't bring it back up. It hurts every time.
No, I didn't do anything.
It hurts every single time.
What did I
go
do?
Go ahead and play the clip.
Yep. It is.
I did something?
It isn't so much what you did, but what you didn't do, and then what you did with somebody else. Yep. Hurtful over and over and over. Well, really, just one time.
So, Monica, I need to apologize to you because every time that you call me, I sometimes don't answer.
Right.
Or I get off the phone with you really fast.
Uh-huh.
Every single time. Well, yesterday, after we left lunch, I took a phone call from our dear ex-friend, Freddie Mac, and we were on the phone for 45 minutes. I took a 45, and I tell you all the time, is that I'm not a phone person in order to get off the phone with you and I rush you off.
45 minutes.
It was 45 minutes.
Wow.
That he and I were on the phone, just chatting. We were just catching up.
You're just incredibly
small talking.
The only thing that would have made that better is if you also talked about Monica while you were doing small talk.
I'm getting a phone call right now, guys. I need to take this real quick.
Go ahead, take that call.
Hello?
Bye.
I got hung up on.
Yep.
I got hung up on
there
just now.
1 second as your new phone call. Monica wins.